Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, and I am back with a special presentation. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, have been looking at this date circled on their 2020 calendar of when we would find out about the Zaddies that would be on 2021. And as many people have said more than a few times, 2021 can't get here fast enough. And here with me to talk about his brand new Bryce Isaiah 2021 Zaddy calendar and much more is a man who has been now podcasting for exactly one calendar year. It was 52 weeks ago that he launched the Purple Pants podcast. So proud of what he's done in this past year and so excited to talk to him, the great Purple Pants badass, Mr. Bryce Isaiah. Bryce, how are you?
Baby boy.
Baby boy, how are you? What's going on?
I am good. I was about to say I'm blessed by the best, but yes, I'm good. I have no complaints. How are you, Robert?
Yes, well, that's pretty good. No complaints.
I mean, it's a couple of complaints, I mean, do you really want to listen? So, no. I mean, you know, couple of gripes, since you asking, so I'm actually, I'm in a little pain.
Why?
Because have you ever heard of sugaring before?
Sugaring.
Not sugar from Survivor. Oh. But have you ever heard of like sugaring?
No, go on.
So I was, there's a friend of mine I went to school with and she's an esthetician and she had hit me up a while ago and was like, you should come. I have a new sugar bar. You should come in and, get sugared. So, you know, me, I'm like, well, you know, a bitch loves sugar. Like I'm thinking it's a candy store. I'm like, yes, let's go. Cause I don't know, in the malls back in the day, we used to have like the candy store in the mall.
Yeah.
And, I would borrow candy with my brothers sometimes You know, I was like the cute one. So I would go up to the register and be like, hi, what time do you guys close? And then my other brothers would be in the back. And then when my mom would find out, well, just happened one time, she made us go back into the store and like my brother had to literally like pull out of his pocket like Sour Patch Kids. Like, first of all, Barb,
they don't want them back.
Right. Like what? Like, but I guess she was proving a point.
Mm-hmm.
But so, sugaring is kind of like waxing, but it is a more natural approach to waxing.
Okay.
It's like literally like sugar looks like honey. And like you can get your arms waxed, you can get your legs waxed, you can get bikini waxed, mm-hmm. you can get like your chest waxed. And so I got my derriere waxed.
Wow, Bryce, you're really opening up today on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's all about wellness and people were like, what are you doing to celebrate your podcast anniversary? And so I didn't realize when I like told this girl I would come, I didn't realize what I was getting done.
Yeah.
And so I'm very open on my podcast about like, I love like Nair and Veet, like I'll Veet and Nair my legs. So I'm like, okay, little hair removal, that sounds good to me. And so when I got there, she was like, it'd be great if you like nared your derriere. And I was like, huh? So I was like, I mean, okay. So, I mean, here's the thing. I thought it was great, but it hurt a little bit. And then I was just, you know, sometimes where the sun don't shine, they go, like, oh.
But you still got to rip it off. It's still the same as wax, right?
It's still ripping off. And it was funny because I slowly got on to her because she was just like talking to me. And she would be like, so how many weeks has your podcast been going on? And I'm like, 52. Like, you know, she was asking me very pointed questions, but it was a great experience. I love, you know, just self-care places. And so I just, yeah, but I'm a little sore because still hurt. I done yesterday. So it just little tender, but you know, you asked me how I was doing. So, yeah. You know,
okay. Well, I really appreciate it. I think one of the reasons why you're such a great podcaster is you're so open. You're not like, you know, gonna like, guarded of like, oh, I can't tell you, how I'm really doing. I don't like that when people are, sort of like, oh, I'm just gonna give you this, like, you know, basic default answer.
Yeah. No. And I never realized how open I was until I started listening back to my podcast. And I'm like, I'm telling everything, but I feel like it's transparency. If, you know, my Purple Pants Posse, they listen to me, and I really use podcasting as an escape, as a form of therapy. Like, I can, if something's bothering me, let me take it to the podcast. So I absolutely love it. But I also have to say, when I went to get sugar in, I bought a little gift certificate. So when you come to Philly, Rob, you know, we can get you, we can get you sugar.
Okay. Well, let me check in with Nicole and see what problem areas do I need to hit. Could be a good video. Okay. Oh. I'll ask her because maybe she doesn't want anything gone.
Yes. And I actually I had text Nicole yesterday as well too, because I was a little overwhelmed by the love and support that I had got for my 1 year anniversary of the Purple Pants podcast. I did not necessarily look at it like a milestone. I just was like, okay, bitch, let's get to 53 weeks. So when people were reaching out to me and wanted to send videos, and I had reached out to you to say, hey, can you do the intro? I don't really like to listen to the intros unless it's Wendell, because I have to edit his intro because Wendell talks real slow. And he's
you
like,
to speed it up.
Yeah, right. I got to speed it up, got to edit it. So I had not listened to your intro until like 3 o'clock in the morning when I knew the podcast was out. And I just have to say, baby boy, I appreciate you so much. I got a little emotional, no Tito's, no Southern Pecan, but I just was listening to what you were saying. And I really was like, well, maybe this is something that I should celebrate. So I don't know. At the time, I was like, let me text Nicole. Nicole might appreciate this. I don't really want to text Robert to say, hey, Rob, I'm crying. Rob will be like, yeah. What?
Well, so I just hope you know, I think you're such a superstar, and I just think that you are such a talented person, and I think that everything you do is amazing, and I think that you make such a impact on people's lives, where that I think that you bring such happiness to people. Just the sound of your voice, I think it really is such a light in the world. So it makes me very happy that I get a chance to do anything with you, and anytime I can express that, I just hope that you know that.
Oh, that rah, rah. I think we didn't create a new robber. Bert, okay.
I just think that you're such a great influence on the world. Like, you know, I'm here. I'm doing my thing. You know, people are enjoying this. You know, like I'm showing up here every day. You know, we have a few laughs talking about dumb stuff, but I feel like that you really are helping people, and I think that that's so amazing. And I think that so many people look to you as such a positive influence, and I think especially younger people. Also, I feel like that they look up to you, and it's I think you're such a hopeful figure in the world.
Well, I appreciate it, but the younger people don't really look up to me because we're so close. It's more like they look parallel.
They're parallel.
So, right. We look up to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still, you know, still kind of young, you know, in my early to late 20s to early 30s. But another random thing while you was talking that popped into my mind, another complaint and another issue that I have is, let me clear my throat. Hold on, wait, let me wet the whistle a little bit. Hold on. Another thorn. Not in my derriere, but in my thigh.
Yeah.
Is this damn Big Brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me
can
about
we
it.
Just spend like, listen. So every year I always tell y'all, I give it a go. I give it a go and I give it a go. But it just don't ever go nowhere.
Yeah.
But this year I'm committed because I ain't really got nowhere else to go. Mm-hmm. So 3 episodes a week. And then the live feeds, which are just a beast in their own. And so I don't watch the live feeds because I don't have the access to watch it. But then a lot of the RHAPers have been like, oh, go to this, follow this Twitter account, follow this other Twitter account. And so then I'd be like starting to follow them. Then they use these Big Brother acronyms that I don't know. So then I gotta like ask on Twitter, what the hell does this mean? And so I watched the first episode of Big Brother, and they like the acronym was like HOH. And so I had tweeted, like, I kept seeing it. And so then I wrote it. Then people kept tweeting it back to me. But, you know, I was like, you know, a Tito's in. And so I read a couple of them. And I'm like, are they calling me a hoe? Like, who is calling? And so then it just, it's a lot.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
Then I find out that my baby boy, Kevin, Mr. Purple himself, is on the block. And then my girl, Keisha Smith, like, it's too much. So now,
we're waiting for Coco Caliente to...
Coco Caliente. And I just want to put it out there because I have not... Ooh, you got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just got calmed down real quick because... So we did an episode of The Casual Listen with Mike Bloomberg, with me, Nick, and Shannon.
Mike Bloom.
I'm sorry. Mike Bloom. So, you know, my girlfriend Shannon across the pond, we always been friendly, but baby girl, Mike was like, maybe I should give points. And Shannon was like, yes, absolutely, give points. And I'm like, okay, she liked these points. Very. So I just want to put it out there that the live Big Brother tweets have said that Nicole likes to go by Coco. And that's what I said her name was. So give me my points. Shannon, you lost. I won.
Yeah. Huh. And for people that don't know what we're talking about, that you did a casual cast assessment of Big Brother. Mike Bloom showed you pictures of everybody, and people loved it when they showed you a picture of Nicole Franz. And you said, I know who that is. That's Coco Caliente, because that's the name of their podcast.
Yes. And Shannon, first of all, that's like saying somebody showing a picture of you and them. That photo shoot with the shirt open and yes. the beer. And that's like them saying, that's Robert. And then somebody saying, like, no, that's Rob. Like, no, Shannon, I knew her by her nickname, so that still counts.
Yeah. Okay? It's like somebody saying, like, oh, that's Rob has a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize. So if there's ever a part two or three or four to that,
yeah.
just know, Shannon, I'm ready.
Okay. You're ready. All right. We're ready to talk about the 2021 Zaddy calendar. We're going to go through this. You work very hard all year long. It's the follow-up from the hit 2020 Zaddy calendar. I know how much you are a busy as a quarantine bee, working very hard on a bunch of different things. But can you tell the listeners how hard you work on the Zaddy calendar?
The Zaddy calendar is a beast of its own. I start working on the Zaddy calendar the moment the other calendar is out. So the second that the 2020 Zaddy calendar came out, I was automatically working on the 2021 Zaddy calendar. I have to say, I've got a Zaddy committee of some Survivor players that I text, and, you know, let them know. They let me know whether or not they think Zaddy, they make the Zaddy list. Or then don't make the Zaddy list. You know, sometimes there is drama in the Zaddy calendar realm, like last year.
Yeah.
However, this year, there was no drama. It was actually rather seamless. And I was super proud of myself. However, given the climate of the world and everything that we're at, I feel like the only... climax. The only issue that I had with the Zaddy calendar was I really wanted to get Zaddies that amplify what Zaddy means to me. And I don't think I've ever really explained what a Zaddy means, but most people think a Zaddy is somebody that is good looking and got a body. And so, I mean, that is part of it. I mean, some people, you know, when Robert walking down the street in his flip flops and jeans, somebody might be like, damn, Zaddy. Mm-hmm. But there are other attributes that contribute to a Zaddy. And some of the things are that they are a supportive person, that they are open, that they, you know, are an ally to communities that don't get represented properly. So I just thought that it was important this year that my Zaddy calendar was representative of that. And so this calendar took a lot of work, and there were some people that wanted to be in the calendar that I actually had to make a personal decision and say, like, actually, I've been following your social media and I don't think that you absolutely exemplify what a Zaddy means to me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like, you know, problematic for me in a sense, but it was just more so in my own self of like, you know, being aware. And on my podcast, I've really kind of sort of come into myself and that like, I can't just talk the talk. Like what I put out and the people that I surround myself with have to align with me. And so if you a real zaddy, you got to be good hearted. You got to have a not necessarily a hard body, but a preferred hard body. And you got to be an ally. So if you ain't an ally, then you ain't a zaddy.
Okay. All right. And so you've vetted all the people that are on this calendar. They've all gotten a thumbs up from you.
I mean, yes. But okay. I mean, I didn't like vet. But... <Okay. laughs> But okay. A bitch vetted a little bit, so.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into it, can you just talk about like, you know, your packaging of the Zaddy calendar that arrived to your home, Robert? Because I put a lot of time into it, if you remember.
Yeah. So from what I recall, it was a purple envelope that came to the house.
Oh. And have no Zaddy sticker on the back.
Zaddy sticker. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm really proud of that Zaddy sticker stuff.
So, yeah, it comes beautiful. Is that what the recipients of the Zaddy calendars could expect to have delivered to their homes?
Yes, they can have a perfectly discreet purple packaging delivered to them, and they can expect a Zaddy sticker. That's how you know it's the official 2021 Zaddy calendar. You gotta have that official Zaddy sticker on it, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't got that, then listen, it ain't a Zaddy calendar.
This is a knockoff. It's a knockoff.
But I was worried though, because I sent it to you and I ain't hear from you and I forgot. And then I was like, wait a minute, Robert ain't call or text me. Let me just text him. So I text you. I was like, hey, Robert, did you get that package? And you're like, the Zaddy calendar? I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I thought when you sent me a copy, I said, oh, okay, this is it. This is the year. I'm in the Zaddy calendar. That's why Bryce has sent me an advanced copy. I'm in it.
Who said that?
That's what I thought when it came to my door. You didn't tell me you were sending it to me. I was like, oh, this is what a surprise. I can't believe it. And I flipped through it. Spoiler alert. No. Robert in 2021.
Well, listen, we'll get into that when we get to somebody that actually adamantly said it's either me or Robert. So okay. I had to go.
Okay. No problem. No, but you do a fantastic job. And, it is again, a gorgeous full color calendar.
Yes. And it's just like, you know, little ray and sunshine. We in this quarantine is not really much to look forward to. You know, we just trying to get through this year alive.
Yeah. People healthy. Should buy it just to say, ooh, 2021. Forget it. Yes. Just don't even look at the pictures of the Zaddies. Just look at the months. Like, ooh, January 2021. Ooh, I like that. Yes. Oh, February 2021. Ooh. Like, I'm just looking at the dates.
Okay. Listen. It's important.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to set the stage, Bryce?
I mean, no. I'm just excited to get into it.
Okay. Let's get into it. Do you want to start with the cover of the Zaddy calendar?
Ooh. So, yes. So, I thought that it was important for me in this Zaddy year to have a cover that represented me or represented people that are like me. So, I was so excited that I got Reed Kelly.
Reed Kelly, yeah.
From Blood Versus Water to be on my cover. You know, LGBTQ plug right there. And just really like, and Reed's body is body goals. And so... it was an honor to have him on my calendar, although it was rather much to track him down because I believe the last couple of months he was over in Australia doing like the Circus Olay.
Yeah.
And I, no shade to Reed, but I think Reed got an Android. So the way the cell phone connections was over there, I'm like, you know, sending him a message and
yeah.
I don't, cause it's green. I don't know if it's going through.
Can you take me through your process a little bit? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just so curious.
No.
When you say, so you reach out to him. So it's not like you're out there with like you see pictures like, oh, that should be in the Zaddy calendar. You must have a list of, what do you start with? 30 names, 40 names, and then whittle it down?
So, I mean, I probably start out with 20, but so the issue is that because the Zaddy has become a phenomenon, that last year, the issue was kind of like choosing who I would accept, because there were some people that were like, I want to be in the Zaddy calendar. And then with this year, there were people out there doing pre-press on their season that I literally read, like, Survivor is great, but one of my biggest goals would be on the Bryce Isaiah Zaddy calendar. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
And people harass you, right?
They harass me. They DM me. They call me. They send messages to other people to say, like, you know, am I on it? Some of them FaceTime me and be like, you better put me on it. And so, I mean, I'm hoping that all of my friendships are still intact, mm-hmm. because I had to make a selection. So I have people, and I did not know who I wanted for my cover, but given the climate of everything going on, I really wanted the cover to be like more than just a Zaddy. I really wanted it to kind of sort of embody things. So I definitely wanted somebody that I felt like was, you know, embodied a Zaddy. And Reed is somebody who embodies a Zaddy. He's openly gay. He stands for a lot of things that I support. He's amazing. And he is an amazing dancer. I've been watching a lot of his, like, stories of Cirque du Soleil. And I'm like, bitch, how you hang upside down that long? How are you? Like, so at one point in time, I'm like, is he even alive? Because, like, that blood, you know, I try to hang upside my bed sometimes if my remote fall off. And, you know, sometimes, depending on how I'm laying, I might just reach over and try. And bitch, sometimes I'm like, where is my life alert? Because a bitch gets stuck.
Yeah.
So I was honored to have Reed on there, but it did take me a while. I sent him a DM. Mm-hmm. He ain't checked the DM. I had to send an email. I had to send, I had to send a smoke signal. And I was just glad that the smoke signal was able to make it to Australia.
It got to him. Yeah. Yes. Well, it is that I would imagine quite the honor to be on the Zaddy calendar. It's so highly coveted in the Survivor world. Like, I wish that people wanted to be on this podcast nearly as bad as they want to be in the Zaddy calendar. It'd make my life a lot easier.
Oh, Robert, I'm asleep.
I have to beg people, like, hey, I know there's a ton of podcasts. Like, I'm sure you're sick of talking on podcasts, but please, like, are you interested? And like, would you ever want to do a Survivor interview? Like, no, you know how many Survivor podcasts I got invited on this week? Leave me alone.
Robert, you got to send them a cameo. That's how you get them all.
Send them a cameo. Okay.
Yeah, send them a cameo.
Okay, so find somebody I want to talk to and then send them, you know, the $39 or whatever.
You're right.
And say, will you record a video for me? And they're like, well, that's the first 2 minutes of the podcast.
Well, you could splice it up. That might be 15, depending on, like, mm-hmm. you know, who it is.
My questions on Cameo and then say, like, oh, okay, we've got a great guest here today. We're going to be talking to Wendell Holland. And then I just get, like, then I'll record my questions and then play his answers.
Absolutely. And then you got to sign it. This is Dominic. My dad doesn't know I took his phone. And then that way they're more willing to respond.
Ah, smart.
Okay. So listen, it works on the Purple Pants podcast.
Yeah. Okay. See, you know all the angles. Because you're a pro now. You've been doing this for a year.
Yes.
You're a veteran. Reed Kelly.
A vet.
Boy, Reed Kelly, getting to dangerously low body fat levels. What was he at? 6%?
I don't know, Robert, but when I look at the photo, I want a piece of fried chicken, okay? Because I just feel like I got to get my Aunt Debbie to fry some chicken because Chile.
Yeah. Okay. Reed Kelly graces the cover of the 2021 Zaddy calendar. All right. So let's go to January. January 21.
Yes. We got, you know, and it's important in January to start the year off strong.
Strong.
So we got strong. So we got Nick Mariano, and he is setting the tone that, listen, is strong. And so I loved Nick. You know, our connection is that, you know, he was on the second Brain, Bronze, and Beauty. He was on the Beauty Tribe.
Yeah.
And I've always
like you.
Loved me. Yes. Loved me some Nick. We actually played Sequester together. we were in our sequestered room together and we both had like flower backgrounds. And I'm like, Nick, stop trying to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just said something to the effect of like, I could be more like you if I was on the Zaddy calendar. And I was like, ooh. And I, ooh. And I'm like, wait, Nick, you want to be on the Zaddy calendar? Let's talk about this after this. So mm-hmm. then, yeah, so that's how we got Nick.
But
yeah. It was a little struggle with the photos with Nick. Because, you know, I just was like, I need a Zaddy photo, Nick. And then Nick was like sending me photos of him like with an apron on cooking. And I'm like, I mean, that can be Zaddy.
An apron on cooking.
You know, so,
what does he cook?
I don't know. It looked like he was pressing a microwave, so it might have been a Hot Pocket. I don't know.
He sent you a picture of him microwaving a Hot Pocket?
I mean, I don't know what was in the microwave.
Mayo jar.
I was just like, let's dig a little deeper. So we were able to come up with a great photo. And like, you know, we start in January off strong.
Yeah. Well, people on a podcast, Bryce, that people like it when I describe the picture so that they can see. Because sometimes people, they don't have the visual in front of them. Of course, where could people go if they want to see the pictures?
They can go to Bryce-Isaiah.com. Shopify.com and order the calendar and be able to get the exclusive photos on the Bryce Isaiah 2021 Zaddy calendar. So, I mean, yeah, I'm probably
let's give that one more time. Bryce-Isaiah.com
and you can order your Bryce Isaiah 2021 Zaddy calendar. And that's where you can see all of the exclusive photos. I probably will release some teaser photos of some people. So I probably will release one or two photos so that you can get your zaddy on it and you can really set your mindset to 2021 so we can get up out of 2020. Okay.
All right. So but for the people that are just listening to the podcast right now, can't get to their computer, smartphone. Okay. So the mayo jar, he's out on the coast. He's standing on a very rocky surface. Looks slippery. I'm worried he could fall.
It's been a rocky 2020.
Yes. He's wearing a men's size medium white crew neck t-shirt.
Okay.
He probably should go to a larger size.
He's a bigger guy. Listen, we like to see the body protrude as long as it's not a zad body. We like to see the body protrude.
So it seems as he's maybe one wrong move away from the shirt potentially ripping.
What's wrong with that?
Potentially. Nick is wearing some dark gray, almost charcoal shorts.
Yeah, above the knee.
Above the knee. It's a good length. And then he is wearing some sneakers. Looks like no socks.
No socks. It's the summertime, so you know no socks.
And he's flexing. He's flexing in the classic Mr. Clean one bicep curl.
Here, start January.
As he looks into
strong.
The camera, yes, the mayo jar. I see also that you have marked the birthdays of many survivors on the calendar. Oh. Is that new this year?
That is, you know, new year, new level. So, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we've got, you know, Stephen Fishbeck's birthday is February. I'm about to say February, January 24th. Did I say February twice?
You said February, but that's okay.
But January 24th. And then we got Nick's, you know, Mayo. Now, is he you think he a mayo jar or do you think he is a Miracle Whip?
What does he prefer? I know his nickname is Mayo.
I mean, he giving me Miracle Whip in this
Miracle
photo.
Whip.
So
yeah, I don't know. Yes. I think that's the Mayo, the fake Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's healthier, Miracle Whip.
I mean, is Mayo healthy?
No. I think is Miracle Whip have like no egg in it? I don't know.
I always thought
I don't really
because
mess
that-
with either.
Oh, you don't like a little mayo on your ham and cheese?
No, I'm a mustard guy.
Oh, are you a regular mustard or a spicy mustard?
Spicy mustard.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay, Robert, okay.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I like a little spicy mustard, but yeah, so I'm excited. So, boom, boom, boom. What's next?
Miracle Whip is made by Kraft Foods. That Miracle Whip has half the fat of mayo.
Did you just Google Miracle Whip, Robert?
Yeah. You don't Google stuff when you podcast, Bryce?
No, I rely on my memory.
Yeah, so what? Maybe you don't get things wrong like I do all the time, but then you say something wrong on the podcast, and then you get, actually, Miracle Whip is, and then you get a lot of people like you get 50 messages to correct you on the same thing.
I get things wrong a lot, but I think that's a part of my brand.
Part of your charm, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the mayo jar, his birthday is January 28th, so is that why he's Mr. January?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And yes. And, you know, he gave a strong photo. So I said, come on, let's get it popping.
Kick it off. Popping off. January 2021. Boom. Okay. You ready to talk about February?
Let's go to February.
All right. Bryce, who is your Mr. February this year?
So, you know, each year I try to spice it up and get new people on. However, you know, in the spirit of allyship and, you know, won't you be my ally, Mr. February has once again wagered our friendship and has said that if he is not in the 2021 daddy calendar, we would not be friends. And so I was reluctant to put him in, but I said, okay, baby boy, you know, you kind of got the raw deal on season 40. So let me try to make it up with a Zaddy S photo. So Mr. 2021 February is none other than my brother, the annoying, the ever know it smart, but an ally nonetheless is Mr. Wendeezy Holland.
Wendeezy. Okay. Here he is. Is this the second or the third year in a row for Wendeezy in the Zaddy calendar?
So this would be the third year in a row, Mr. Wendeezy.
And he's always February. He's Mr. February.
He's Mr. February.
That's his new nickname. He's Mr. February now. This is 3 years as a trend. He's Mr. February.
Mr. February. So I was excited. He sent me a couple of photos that I said nizzle to, but then he sent me this photo. I believe he was on a cruise that I was supposed to go on to, but you know, see the way my budget is set up. Okay. You know, the light bills and the car insurance kind of come first before a cruise. Yeah. And so he was somewhere on a cruise. Got this photo taken, and I say, give me that photo.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, Bryce, for the listeners who are following along, they're wondering, what does it look like for Wendell to be on the calendar? I wonder what that looks like. Well, let me tell you, okay? We got Wendell Holland. He's on the beach. You might think, like, oh, is this an outtake from Survivor? No, not a Survivor photo. He's on the beach. And he is in nothing but a pair of swim shorts. Is that fair to say? Bathing suit?
Yeah. Swim shorts. I like it.
Okay. Wendell Holland is topless. He is wearing a necklace. He's wearing a green trucker hat and white aviator sunglasses as he looks off into the distance away from the camera, where the mayo jar looked right into your soul.
Oh.
Wendell, that he's aloof. He's not looking at you. He's looking the other way. And we're wondering what's on his mind. He has a Team Wendell Holland buff tucked into his left side as he holds a water bottle in his hand. Is he hydrating or is he about to wet his whistle? Who knows?
To be determined. Continued.
Wendell Holland is not wearing shoes. He is bare feet with his feet firmly planted in the sand.
I don't know if they firmly though, Robert. One looked like it was playing hide and seek. The other one was like, you got me. So
yes. But footprints are all around, wondering, will Wendell step off to the left and follow that other person, or will he go to walk out to the right out of the frame?
What I loved about this photo was one of the things that Wendell was like, pick another photo, is because you know, allegedly some tattoos that men or female
I was going to mention also that there's the hint of a previously hint. Unbeknownst to me, of a tattoo that we see peering out from the top of Wendell's bathing suit.
We call that a thought tattoo. So, yes, Wendell is alluding
that
to
he
a
has
piece
so,
of his-
that it, that you have so many thoughts that run through your head.
No. No, not thoughts. Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Thoughty thoughts. Thoughty thought thoughts. THOTS. Thoughts.
Thoughts. Okay.
Do you know what a thought is, Robert?
I know what that is. I know.
Okay. Because you know, teaching time with Bryce. So, yes. But it was, but I am glad that it's Wendell. And I was also just really glad that for February, I wanted to show representation, you know, Black History Month. And, you know, I wanted to put a person of color on, you know, February. So why not Wendeezy? Why not my brother? And so let go.
But February 20th is the day that we all celebrate. The Purple Pants Badass. February 20th is your birthday.
Yeah.
Should you be Mr. February?
I mean, technically I am, but you know, we'll let Wendell feel encouraged this year. Okay. So absolutely.
Maybe next year it could be a picture of both of you, a best friend's picture.
Robert, let me, where my notepad at? Okay. I like that idea, Robert. Now that means I got to get my push-ups and my sit-ups in, because it's hard. It's hard. Baby boy like his fried chicken. Okay. So.
While we're here, I mentioned about, Wendell's glasses. Wendell's got some great looking glasses. Bryce, do you mind if I thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want some great looking glasses, or if you're saying, boy, I'm trying to look at this Zaddy calendar, I need to make sure I see it in perfect 2020 vision, then maybe a new pair of glasses is what's right for you. And that's where Coastal.com comes in, because Coastal.com can get you prescription glasses starting at $9 with free shipping and a 30-day risk-free returns, and they've got a great offer for our listeners. Go to coastal.com/Rob, and you can get 50% off at coastal.com/Rob with free shipping, 30-day risk-free returns. That glasses sometimes, Bryce, I don't know if you ever tried to buy glasses online or by, just by looking at them, they look different on the shelf than on your face. Is that fair? Mm-hmm.
Very fair.
Very fair. You can try on hundreds of frames and without leaving your couch with Coastal, because what you're able to do is that it's going to turn your computer into a filter where you can see yourself with the glasses on. I was trying on a ton of pairs of glasses with the First Lady of Podcasting standing right there. Like, do you like these? Do you like these? Do you like these? Don't you want a perfect pair of glasses like that time that I was modeling at that fashion show, Bryce?
You know it, baby boy.
Yes, you got to try out their most advanced virtual try-on technology, and you can turn your frames into sunglasses too by testing out colored tints and then finding out whether cat eye or aviator, like Wendell has in this picture, would look great on your face. With Coastal, you don't have to spend hours at the store or hundreds of dollars. Go to coastal.com, pick out the frames you want, see how they look on you on your phone, and enter in your prescription details to order. Coastal has over 2,000 frames to choose from and 24-hour customer support. We're talking about Newsweek's America's Best Customer Service. You'll never waste time or money at an expensive optometrist. Again, Coastal.com, perfect for when it's tough to get to the optometrist right now also. So now through October 31st, Halloween, this is a treat, no trick. They're offering the listeners best deal they have going anywhere. 50% off your first pair of glasses at coastal.com/Rob. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free returns, and 50% off at coastal.com/Rob. That's until October 31st. That's coastal.com/Rob. Some restrictions apply. Okay. All right, Bryce. But
wait, so an optometrist is eyeglasses? Stop.
You know optometrists.
No.
Did you know what that is?
I really didn't, but.
Okay.
All right. We'll steer.
I see you in your glasses. All right. Let's go to March. Marching yes. along. Tell me about Mr. March.
Mr. March is someone that is Zaddy himself. Now, on his season, I didn't really see the Zaddyism in him. But after his season, he started posting some photos. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. He got a little body on him. And this person has been nothing but supportive, a great friend. And this is none other than Mr. Gavin Winston. Okay?
Gavin Winston. Or Whitson.
Whitson, sorry, y'all know I'm a little slow. So, yes, and I was excited. I really wanted Gavin last year for the 2020 Zaddy calendar, but I didn't have his number, and so I DM'd him. And you know how the DMs can tell you when they read them or not. So he read it and didn't respond back. And then I had went through other channels later on, and he had sent me a message when the 2020 Zaddy came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would have loved to be a Zaddy. I'm like, shh. I DM'd you. Mm. He's like, are you serious, Bryce? I said, yes. And so he was like, I'd love to be a Zaddy. And so I said, baby boy, KIT. Oh, do you remember you used to write that in like your yearbooks? Like KIT, keep in touch. But,
no, I never wrote that. No way. I guess nobody wanted to keep in touch with me. Nobody wrote that to me. And guess what? They didn't. KIT.
Oh, so yes.
To all you
so
cool cats in KITTENS.
Oh, I'm not doing no Carol Baskin. So I KIT.
Joe Exotic could have earned a spot, I thought, this year.
He could have. Now, one of his baby dads, not his baby dads, one of his husbands for sure, and definitely not the teeth one, but could have definitely
he got new
been
teeth.
That. Oh, that's right. But I mean, he oftentimes doesn't wear them because they're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But. So Gavin, like, I reached up to him and he was more than excited. And so I loved it. And so he sent me some photos and I was like, ooh, baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, Bryce, I put on some accessories for you because I know you like the accessories. I was like, oh, Gavin.
Okay. And Gavin's birthday is March 3rd. So he's perfect there in March to kick off. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
What's, I was about to say, but I don't think a lamb makes a ram. I don't even know what a lamb would make.
Yeah, is it the same sound as a sheep? No,
no, a sheep is like,
yeah. Okay. Gavin Whitson, Google. For those of you listening to the podcast and not having the Zaddy calendar open in front of you, Gavin Whitson is shirtless. He is wearing some black shorts, maybe like some gym shorts. He's sitting on, are those bleachers? Is he sitting at some sort of a high school football stadium?
I would say the kind of had like the track around it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gavin Whitson seems to have put on some muscle since Survivor, that he looks like he's bulked up a little bit. Veins are throbbing out of both arms in this picture as he looks off into the distance. He has accessories. He has bracelets. He has beaded bracelets. And he has several, so many beads, ready to make a fake immunity idol at any given moment, should he have the opportunity. And that's it. Did I miss anything, Gavin Whitson?
I mean, he's not looking at the camera because he hasn't been to an optometrist in a while.
Yes.
But, you know, no, yeah, it's a great photo. And I was.
He didn't know where the camera was. Gavin, over here. Gavin, you need glasses. Put your glasses on to take the picture.
I swear I don't be trying to laugh at your jokes. But yeah. they be hitting. Okay. Yeah, so I was excited to have Mr. March as Gavin. Baby boy.
Gavin and Mr. March. Okay. Are you ready to talk about April?
Whew, yes.
Okay. All right. April 2021. Spring.
Spring has sprung.
No April Fool's Day.
No April Fool's Day here. So this one was a pleasant surprise for me. So this was Joe Minna from Survivor Heroes, Heroes, Hustlers. And I always, aka Cardi B,
mm-hmm.
I always Loved Mr. Joe Minna, always show me so much love. But so in those Zaddy calendars, in those Zaddy qualifications, he checked off the list. But I really know Joe Minna was a Zaddy.
Yeah.
And so he always showed me love. And when some of the Zaddy committee was like, you should get Joe Minna, I'm like, is he really a Zaddy? So I reached out to him. He was with it. But this was the issue with Joe. So I asked him for a photo, gave him a deadline. He met the deadline, but the photo was not Zaddy-rific. And so I'm like, can we get a better photo? And then Joe was like, well, my kids took this one. I'm like, well, baby, I don't need no kid. This ain't Kid Nation. I need a photo. So then Joe was like, okay, wait till my shorty. And for y'all, shorty, a.k.a. girlfriend, a.k.a. significant other. Mm-hmm. Joe was like, wait till my shorty get home tomorrow. It's a pool day. I got you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow came and went. Okay. Then yesterday came and went. And I'm like, bitch, where my photo? He was like, it rained. So then I had to Google where Joe lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had to screenshot it. I said, well, it's not raining tomorrow. So then Joe,
you must have
through.
Really wanted Joe Minna, because I feel like you have so many people that would be jumping at the opportunity to do the Zaddy calendar. Here's Joe Minna. He's giving you a hard time.
So, but not, I mean, he was giving me, so here's the thing though. The one photo they sent me that his daughter shot, I was like, well, what in the hell? I didn't see this Joe Minna. So I knew that there was potential there.
You knew
and
he had
so,
it.
And so I knew he had it, because I said, oh, wait a minute. I don't remember them, I don't even know I was about to say breast, but that is like the breastbone. But I was like, ooh, I don't remember Joe being so juicy. I know this was Juicy Joe, not Teresa. Yes, not Teresa Giudice's husband. Mm-hmm. So I knew there was potential there. So we just had to kind of sort of get it together. But what the one thing that I do know about Joe is that he's very like humble. And so he don't normally show his juiciness on Instagram. And Joe is of the old school, I feel like he's in like the Jervis class of things. It's like where they still wear their shirts a little baggy, and they still wear like, and I even say like Tony V, where they still wear the cargo shorts.
Yeah, they don't keep up with all the latest trends like we do.
Not we do, but yes. So I was pleasantly surprised to see what was up under that 3X t-shirt.
Yes. So, okay.
I was here for a Joe Minna.
All right. So Joe Minna, he's pulled it off. Here he is. That he is in a bathing suit, a yellow bathing suit, it appears to be, but it is, they must have had a nice camera here. There's a rack focus, foliage in the background as Joe Minna is off to the left-hand side of the page. The rule of thirds is in full effect here. Joe Minna looks like that this photo taken sometime around sunset. Joe Minna glistens as he stands with his arms folded. I will comment on that he does seem to have a digital watch, that is, I think that I feel like I had when I was in high school, but, other than that, that's, Joe Minna as he holds his head slightly to the side and, squints at the camera looking at you, the viewer of the Zaddy calendar.
Yes. And it's definitely not an Apple Watch, because Joe Minna definitely has a droid.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress, because, you know, me and him get in many arguments.
A lot of Android shaming on this podcast.
I mean, it's not that I'm Android shaming, but I'm just saying I'm a team iPhone. At one point in time, I was Android for life. But sometimes Joe will text me something and I will simply reply, I'm not replying to Androids today.
What happened? How did the Android hurt you? How did you go from Android to life to never Android?
So it's not so much the Android, but one, I'm not a group text person.
Mm-hmm.
So and here's another fun fact, Wendell loves to put people in group texts, and I don't know why, like...
No, I don't like it either.
Believe it or not,
I talk to one person.
Right. I get shy in group texts. I don't know why. Don't ask me what the anxiety is about that. But I'm like, okay, I just would like look and read. But the annoyance for the Android is that if you've ever been in like an Android like group text message with some Apple and Androids, and if you haven't, I don't know, it's something in their setting, but sometimes when they reply to the group message, you get an individual text message.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm in group chats from months ago, and then somebody will reply in a group chat, then I'll get a individual message, and I'm like, who the hell is this? Like, what? So that's really my gripe with Androids, but I love Androids, so, you know.
Yeah.
But some days when Joe texts me, I just ain't in the mood to text with Androids, so I just kindly let him know.
Okay. Well, luckily, I don't have that many friends that text me, so I don't really, especially group text, so I don't really know what that's like, but it sounds frustrating.
Yes. Okay. Just tap it.
All right. Let's talk about Mr. May. Mr. May comes to us from outside of the United States of America, Bryce. Tell us about Mr. May.
So Mr. May is someone that's across the pond. I actually met Mr. May for the first time at a RHAP event in Boston.
Yes.
And I knew who he was. I was so excited, but I was scared that he, like, I don't know, I just get nervous when I meet people sometimes, so I like try to reserve my energy. But he had more energy to meet me than I did. And I was like, oh my God. And then when the Zaddy calendar came out, he had always campaigning meaning DMing me multiple times, saying that he is definitely a Zaddy. And then, you know, he went on to play in the Survivor All-Star season. And I loved a photo of him being like body slammed by another person. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to win Sequester. So I was like, oh, come on. So I reached out to Nick and I was like, Nick, is you want to be a Zaddy or not? And he was so excited. He was like, well, I don't know, Bryce, if I've got Zaddy photos. I'm like, Nick, you embody a Zaddy. So he's like, well, I haven't left the house. Like, you know, I'm really becoming a dad now, a dad bod. I'm like, Nick, it's quite all right. So we had to kind of go through some things and find a photo that was appropriate. But I definitely think this May, you know, May showers or April showers bring May flowers. And I think that Nick, and I, you know, I'm probably about to butcher his name. Is it Lazada? Lazada?
Iadanza.
Oh, cha!
Nick Iadanza.
I literally have him on my phone as Nick L. But, I mean, okay. Nick Iadanza, a.k.a. Nick Lazada, is Mr. May, and please describe this beautiful photo for us.
Yes, proper. Nick Lazada graces the month of May as Nick Lazada. Picture it. He's on a sailboat on the open sea. He appears to be walking up from lower decks as he has his left foot placed on the deck of the sailboat as he is coming up the stairs. Very dangerous. He is holding an adult beverage. He's wetting his whistle. He has a bottle of beer to his mouth and sunglasses on. And I'm worried about him that he's going to fall. I don't know how much he's had to drink on this boat today. Hopefully a responsible amount. I would hate to see Nick fall overboard off of the sailboat. He is wearing a yellow linen shirt, unbuttoned down to the second button there, and wearing a pair of jeans that have some rips at the knee. And then distressed. Also then cuffed up, I guess that maybe there was some, he had to maybe walk in the water to get onto the boat.
Yes.
And also a black fedora for
yes.
Nick what is he? Nick Lazada?
Nick Lazada.
Nick Lazada, winner of Sequester Survivor 2.
Yes. So, I love Nick. He's been amazing, always super supportive. And he, you know, is in podcast retirement, but he's just amazing. And I love me a good Aussie. So, and you know, the Zaddy calendar is not, you know, just, comprised of U.S. Americans. We are international. So what an honor for Nick to represent Australia.
Yes. Nick Lozada is one of the great guys as well, that he has such a love of Survivor and of being a fan and the whole experience. Very glad to have gotten to know Nick L over the years.
Yes.
Okay. You want to talk about June?
Yes, yes, and okay. Yes.
All right. Let's get into it.
I was excited for June because this person, we don't have a normal relationship. And I always tell this person our relationship is so unhealthy because anytime there is like some Survivor tea or anytime somebody like posts a photo that is like out of focus or like something or just something funny that me and this person will screenshot or will just like say just crazy stuff back and forth to each other. So this is none other than, well,
where is David?
Yes. And so I love Davey, but I have to say I probably love his mom, Hazel, 1,000 times more. And here's a shocker. You ready for this, Robert?
Yes.
Hazel is a member of the Purple Pants Posse.
Yes.
So she always listens to my podcast. And I know she listens to the podcast because Davey will text me something. And I can always tell how of a good listener they are, if they just say something in the church announcements or they talk about the freakiest freak or something in the menu. But so I love the fact that Hazel is such a supporter of mine. And I had to cuss Davey out this May because, so, you know, I'm on Cameo, and I get a couple of cameos a week. And sometimes I be late before because I forget to do them.
Yeah. And what do you do? You do the free one then?
First of all, I just realized that there is a free one that you could, because most of the times I make it because they'll be like, you've got 52 minutes left on this Cameo. Like, so I'm like, oh, man. Let me get it.
Take a shower.
So I had got a Cameo and like it came up in my notifications and I read it real quick and it was like, my mom's a huge fan of yours. You know, if you could send her a happy Mother's Day. So I go to do it and I'm like in the middle of doing it because I just read what they want me to say. And then I'm like, Hazel Reichenbacher. What? And I'm like, Davey? So first of all, I was pissed that he would send me a Cameo. So I immediately like had to redo it and I had to Venmo Davey the money back because it's like, I'm not taking 50 cents to do a Cameo for Mother Hazel. So that's just funny because it's funny because I'm actually more friends with Hazel than Davey. Mm-hmm. And I also am a fan of the U.S. Postal Mail.
I like them too.
It's a dying breed. And so I love to send like greeting cards and like stuff to people in the mail. So she's not locked up, but Hazel is for sure a pen pal of mine. And I think that she appreciates it. So I love Hazel. And I was so excited for Davey to be on the Zaddy calendar and especially for June, especially when we talk about Juneteenth and we talk about the representing and showing love to some Black history, not just in February. So it was important for me to have a man of color on the Zaddy calendar. And Davey is for sure an ally. And I say this to Davey face. Davey is such a nerd. So mind you, I'm a FaceTimer. I'm not really a caller.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nora has her
audio
notes you have adapted. And I'm a FaceTimer. And so it's so annoying because when I FaceTime Davey, it's always, first of all, playing the game. So he's not even talking to me. Like his phone is like, I'm assuming against his TV and he's like playing the game. He's like, what's up, Bryce? Hold on. Go over there. Get under. I'm like, Davey, you can't pause the game. He's like, it's live, Bryce. Give me five minutes. And so if I want to talk to Davey, have to wait. Oh, I'm getting mad. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If I want to talk to Davey, I have to wait 5 minutes while I watch him in his living room, like with a bowl of cereal.
Which cereal?
It's norm. At one time, it was Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
And they look soggy. So obviously, they've been sitting there for a while. Right. And I mean, it's just like, and he's literally, it's a live game. Wait, what? Go over there. Go over there. I got it. I got it covered. I'll get the front. I got the front. I'm like, what are you playing? He's like, it's a war game, Bryce. Okay. So then 9 times out of 10, after he's done, I just hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have time. But Davey is a great guy, always supportive. I feel like he got a great edit. He found the octopus. Anybody that finds the octopus automatically. Yeah,
and he told his mom about it.
Guess what, a cat, mother?
An eel or something.
An octopus.
Oh, my God. I forgot. A eel or something. So, and truth be told, the real reason why Davey is on the Zaddy calendar is in one of my last messages, in one of my postal mail correspondence with Hazel, she pleaded with me to put her son in the Zaddy calendar.
Yeah.
So
she was looking at last year's calendar.
Where is
Davey?
Where is Davey? Davey? Was he on the cruise with Wendell?
I think that, I don't know.
Is that a theme this year that you go on a cruise and Nick Lozada, Wendell, everybody's in even Nick Majorano is like he's got shipwrecked somewhere.
Well, I do believe cruises, because of the world and the new normal that we live in, is a thing of the past.
Yeah, no, maybe it's the future. Maybe in 2021 you could go on a cruise.
I mean, hopefully, but
I won't be either.
Did you see that? Like, there's like a clip online where there's like somebody at a cruise buffet and they're doing an experiment, where they're at a cruise buffet and that literally the person gets up, goes to the buffet, puts something on their plate and sits back down. And then they like turn the black light on to see like a child.
No, I didn't look for that. I would turn that off. Yes.
I was just kind of interested in it. And baby, in less than 30 seconds, the black light imprint of stuff was all over the place. But please describe.
Yeah. All right. Davey Rickenbacker, he too is on a boat. And Davey Rickenbacker has his arms stretched out. Is he about to give you a hug? Did somebody just score a touchdown? I don't know. But he holds his glasses. He wears a red bandana as he looks to the starboard side of the ship. He wears a bathing suit, and I'm trying to make out the pattern there. I was going to say it's floral, but I can't
Probably, if it's Davey, it's Pokemon.
It's Pokemon? Is that the Millennium Falcon on there? I can't really make that out. And then Davey wears a short sleeve shirt with a very nice design on it that it looks like is that a clock or some sort of a globe on the shoulders?
It's a compass because where
is Davey? Yeah, he's out on the sea and Hazel is wondering,
where is Davey?
Hopefully he made it back okay.
I hope so.
There's Davey, yeah. Mr. June.
Yes, Mr. June 2021.
Okay. All right. Can't believe we're halfway through 2021 as we get to July.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about Mr. July.
So Mr. July is somebody that, in my opinion, is the freakiest freak. He always staying loco. And I'll tell you a candid story. Mr. July is Jay. Now, mind you, I'm going to probably say his name right. Wrong. Starrett.
No, I think that's the first one you got right.
Okay. Oh, give me my point, Shannon. Yeah, no, because I'm real competitive now. Even if I get a parking ticket, I'm going to text it to Hartman and say, give me my point. But so Jay is somebody that I will have to say that me as a person, sometimes I prejudge people. And I don't know. It's just, it is what it is. I prejudge people in my mind. I don't project it, but in my mind, when I watched Jay on his season, I was like, oh, I ain't gonna like him. I ain't gonna like Jay. I don't know why. I just was like, I'm not gonna like Jay. So he didn't follow me on Instagram back when his season was on. But I'd have to say my first interaction with Jay was at a Hearts of Reality event in Florida. And I was like floored. First of all, I'm floored when people know me, especially like mm-hmm. Survivor community people. But I was floored as to how much love Jay gave me. Like literally, like the first time I met Jay, he was like pinching my nipples and was like, and literally, I can't make this up.
Yeah.
Literally, he was like, hey, Zaddy. I was like, Jay.
He's a Jay? Super nice guy.
Yes. And so I literally told him the story. He was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's like, I love you, brother. And so it just, our relationship just has been so organic. And I'd love to see Jay's evolution from Survivor to, X on the Beach to the challenge. And so I was nervous. And putting my calendar together, I was like, I really want Jay, but I was like, he probably won't do it. And to my surprise, when I reached out to him, he was like, absolutely. Like, I've been waiting. And so I just love me some Jay. He's so cool. He's so down to earth. And I have to say, it's another thing. I felt like Jay and Adam Klein were, I feel like in my mind, the blueprint of Wendell's and I's relationship. And I just say that because, when I was on my season, you know, got voted out early, went on a pre-merge trip, and I thought I had made a best friend with somebody, but mm-hmm. Little did I know that person was like narcissistic and just whatever. So I was kind of like, just had spoiled my sense of like friendships in Survivor. And for a long time, I had always like tried to reach out to people and befriend people. But sometimes in this community, people are very like fake. And if like you don't have a lot of followers, if you're not memorable on the show, then they don't really want to be your friend. So I was always like stifled by that and kind of like put a little down spiral side on my relationship and my experience on Survivor. But I never forget. I remember like seeing Jay and Adam, them being best friends, and then following them on social media and just like all of their crazy outtakes and them living together and just like literally like exudifying. Is that right? Zudifying?
I think you say exudes.
Exudes.
Or
exudes.
Exemplify. You've combined
exemplify.
The two.
Exemplify.
Yeah, yes. That's a better
exudifies.
Word. Exudify.
Yes. Don't do me, Robert. But
exemplify, I like that.
Exudifies. Exemplifies a friendship. And I always was just like, wow, like I would hope to one day have a friend like that. And so like, and just being like Wendell's friend, I always was like, in my mind, I'm always like, yeah, Jay and Adam 2.1 or 2.0. But, so yeah, I love Jay and he takes amazing photos and he definitely has a low key skater zaddy vibe. Yeah. And
he's a fun guy.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Jay Starrett. He's out. I think he's at the Santa Monica Pier. You can see it go off in the distance. Jay, it's a great photo that he is leaning against the railing. Be careful, Jay. I don't want you to fall over. And I guess that the 2020 in me is saying, like, I wouldn't touch that railing. I don't think that was safe. And maybe it was. It probably wasn't even safe to touch when he took this picture. And I hope this picture wasn't like taken in May. But there's Jay. He's out on the Santa Monica Pier. He's leaning on the railing. His arms are folded. He is shirtless. He wears a red trucker hat. It says, stay. What is it? Can you read the word?
Stay loco. Okay.
Stay loco. Yes. That's how I live my life. I always try to stay loco.
And when you say a red trucker hat, yes, you got to read with a state one here. Okay.
Yeah. Robert. Stay loco. Okay. And then, what does he have? A rubber band on his wrist?
Or a hair tie. You know, Jay got that wild hair.
That makes sense. And then you could see just the tippy top of some black shorts that Jay is wearing there as he enjoys the sun there out on the Santa Monica Pier.
Yes.
Nice photo.
Yes. Love, love, love Jay.
Yeah.
Love.
Somebody now, that knows what they're doing took that picture.
Yes. And shout out to Jay and this photo and his photographer for allowing it to be in the Zeddy calendar. It was an amazing gesture. So thank you so much. Now let's get to August, because now I'm excited for Jay, but I'm baby boy's excited for August. I'm excited about August. Not that I'm not excited about July, but I'm extremely excited about August because yes, it has some of my favorite people from season 39. And actually, one of the people that the winner of season 39 is here. And he is one of the people that in his pre-press interviews had actually said on more than one occasion that his hopes and dreams were to be on the Zaddy calendar.
Yes.
So I was honored, and the second person that he's with is I was mad that I lost my bid for this person's unclean survivor underwear. But in order for him to make it up for me, we've got DK Chillin, and it is Tommy and DK Chillin, who in my opinion exemplify Zaddyism. Dean, just because he DK Chillin and he just is just so cool, and that his mom loves me, and mm-hmm. I just will randomly call Dean and literally like let the phone ring, and he'll pick up and I'll hang up just for him to call me back and be like, "Hey, it's Dean. Did you call me?" And I'm like, that was a butt dial. I'll call you back. But it's literally like he announces himself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, baby boy, I know I called you. So, but, it's funny. I just love Dean. He's just such a chill, arrogant.
He's a funny guy.
Yes, funny, funny. And then Tommy is just a ball of fun. I had so much fun with Tommy. I met Tommy along the times last year when I met Cerie Fields. My heart's starting to beat fast. And I was excited to meet Tommy. Tommy picked baby boy up off the ground, spilt my damn margarita. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I had Chris Underwood buy me another one. But Tommy was just so much fun. And yeah, anything I ask, anything, he checks up on me. So I am just happy to have both of these zaddies in August. And I wanted to have Tommy in August because, you know, hopefully this time next year, the kids will be getting ready to go back to school. So they got positive imagery of their teachers.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of thought went into August.
Who said they wanted to be on the Zaddy calendar? Was that Tommy or Dean?
I don't think Dean knew who I was, even after he was on my podcast. But Tommy said in some pre-press interviews that a couple of fans sent me that he was was very worrisome about his photo, because, you know, it's a look, mm-hmm. and that he wanted to be on the Zaddy calendar.
Yeah, I didn't know he was so involved in the community before he even went on the show.
I mean, I don't know if they're involved in the community. I don't know if it's the community or the Bryce Isaiah, but I take it.
Okay. So, all right. Let's talk about Tommy Sheehan and Dean Kowalski, a.k.a. DK Chillin. And is this the only month of the year that features two Zaddies?
This is, because I ain't want no heat and I ain't want no smoke.
Yes, that was a controversy in 2020. So we've moved past this, but they've taken the picture together. So here they are. And are they in the back of a pickup truck, or are they sitting on the back of a Jeep?
I think they might be sitting on the back of maybe like a moderated golf cart. You know what I'm like, industrial golf carts.
All right. So here they are. It's Tommy Sheehan and DK Chillin. Let's start with Tommy. Tommy is teaching us about a new look.
Yes.
Tommy is wearing a pair of cut-off overalls. Mm. You don't see that a lot these days. Cut-off overalls with the one side of the overall strap fastened and the other one unfastened, that I've seen people back in my junior high schools using, wearing that same type of look with the overalls. But this time, Tommy has no shirt on underneath on the overall look, as he wears a blue backwards baseball cap as he is cackling wildly at something DK Chillin must have said as he sits next to him in a pair of his own cut off jean shorts with a tank top that says Tortuga Festival, Wildlife Festival. I'm not sure you gotta look into that. That looks like a Carol Baskin joint, maybe, or yeah, Joe Exotic. That's set up the Tortuga Wildlife Festival. He wears a green camo John Deere trucker hat and a pair of sunglasses as he, too, appears to be laughing in unison with his buddy, Tommy Sheehan.
Yes.
And he wears friendship bracelets. Not sure who the other recipient of the friendship bracelets are.
May or may not be me, but you know.
We don't know.
I love me my Dean. I love me my Tommy. Two things about these boys are that Tommy is an iPhone user and Dean is a Android phone worker. Yeah. And
he's a Google guy, right?
He is. And that's what he says. He's like, I mean, Bryce, this is my work phone. I'm like, well, you use your work phone as your personal phone? Like, can you allowed to do that? I don't know if I could send selfies on my work phone, but no, but he's got like the new like Google phone. So it's high tech and it takes really high quality photos. So I love it. And yeah, Dean is super hilarious and just so chill. And Tommy is just so, I don't even know what the word for Tommy is, but, woo, it's like the word that comes to mind. Tommy.
Okay. All right. DK chillin' and Tommy Sheehan for August 2021, a full year from now.
Yes, a full year. But listen, it can't come fast enough. So wishful thinking.
Yes. Okay. Wish we were here. Okay. All right. Tell me about Mr. September 2021.
Mr. September is definitely a brother from another. He and I share a season together. He was probably voted fan favorite on my season. And all around great guy. It is none other than Mr. Spencer Bledsoe. And even one of the first things that I can remember about Spencer is that like after we got back from Cagayan, there was like a already shade boiling because there were some pre-mergers who were just like out of the loop. And it was like me and another person. And some of the pre-mergers were like in the loop of like the other people. And so there was like this email chain going around with people's numbers on it. And like some people had promised to send it to other people so that we all could be in contact. But child, I didn't get the email list. And Spencer was one of the first people from our season, to reach out to me. And I had no idea who it was. Like he texted me. I mean, it was literally like a 1 a.m. call, like, hey. And I'm like, who this? And it was Spencer. And so Spencer and I have always had a great relationship. You know, when he was Mr. Survivor, then went back onto Survivor Cambodia, you know, I filled in for him in the rap community as the intramural Mr. Survivor. Spencer went on a tour of the world, writing a book, and he stayed in Philadelphia, which was literally only supposed to stay a day. And he stayed like a week and a half. Spencer is, you know, the reason why you hear your baby boy so clear and crisp is because Spencer gifted me this microphone. And yeah, I love Spencer. He's just such a great guy. However, child, Spencer cussed me the hell out. So last year I had reached out to Spencer, and asked him if he would be in the Zaddy calendar. And he was like, yeah. But I think this year I have a better format and a better like way to go about it. So when I reached out to him, he was just like, yeah. And then that was like that was it. Like he didn't like, you know, most people are like, well, what are the qualifications you need? So that was it. So then when the calendar came out, big bang, Spencer has sent me, I wouldn't say a scathing message, but, and I'm sure he was playing, but I remember when I just read it to myself, I was like, oh, my heart started beating. He was like, dude, why ask me to be in the calendar if I didn't make it? And obviously I knew he was joking, but I was like, when I just read it and child, you know, I had PTSD from all of the Zaddy calendar from last year. I'm like, oh my God. But I promised I would make it up to him. And, you know, I kept my word and I, you know, asked Spencer, I was like, I'm going to need for you to send me some photos. And Spencer was like, I don't really think I'm a Zaddy though, Bryce. I'm like, Spencer, you're the Zaddy of all Zaddies. Are you kidding? So. You know, I had to kind of like, you know, build him up a little bit because he was saying, I don't know why when people think Zaddy, they think like you got to be like half naked. Like that's only Wendell that has to prove his zaddiness by that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, Spencer, come on. Like, so we went through some photos and we found a perfect photo to represent September. Welcome back to school. And who doesn't love our favorite baby boy, Spencer? Okay. Spency.
Well, you and Spencer have an amazing friendship that I listened to the interview that you did with him on the Purple Pants podcast a couple of months ago. And you really, detailed, a ton of things about your friendship. So I think that that's a really cool relationship. Spencer's another great guy. Happy to see him here in the Zaddy calendar. Now, this was a photo that, did you take this photo or this was a photo that he sent in?
This is a photo that he sent in. I think him and his girlfriend had went hiking. And yeah, I was like, this is great. Spencer, September, back to school, back to basics, back to nature. Like, yes. I loved it. And I love me some.
Here's Spencer Bledsoe. He is out among nature and he is standing right off the side of the lure. He's going to fall in the river. Looks a little rocky, this river. So I'm worried about him falling into those rapids as he stands with his hair is messed up. Might have just got up out of bed, out of maybe off to a morning meditation as he stands in a black crew neck t-shirt. And either I'm going to say that those are maybe jogging shorts. I don't think it's jeans. Very dark blue. What do you think? Are those jeans?
I think they're probably jeans. Yeah,
probably jeans. And he stands with his hands somewhat awkwardly at his side.
But they might be a little awkward, but we can't see his thumbs. So I appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could see most of his thumbs.
I mean, but you can't see.
Can't see the tips.
You can't see the tips. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So if this was It's a Look, this would be a strong contender.
Strong contender there for Spencer Bledsoe with a big smile, the trademark scruff on his chin. Here he is, Mr. September 2021.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fall is here.
Fall has fallen.
Fall has fallen. October 2021.
And this is another Zaddy that in my mind, when I watched their season and everything that had happened, I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna like him. Like again, I make these predictions in my head all the time. And a lot of the times, well, 80% of the time, I'm 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. And which I love to find out. But from this person, from their season, I'm like, I don't think we gonna mix. I think I'm oil day vinegar or no oil and water. No, because oil and vinegar mixed, that's a salad.
That's
dressing.
Good. Yeah.
Oil and water. But no, here's the thing. I thought we'd be oil and water and really we oil and vinegar. So this is Alex, just Merlano.
Yes.
And
God, bro.
He had a rocky start on his season, given all of the press and things going on.
I forgot about that.
Yes. So it, you know, just was interesting. But recently, you know, your baby boy has been diversifying his catalog and his season, David vs. Goliath, had did a reunion Zoom to raise money for the NAACP. And I was honored to host that reunion call. Mm-hmm. And I was so surprised because, you know me, I love to banter. I love to go back and forth. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to go back and forth with Alec. But baby boy could keep up. And I was so surprised at that. And I don't really remember Alec looking so zattery on his season. I'm like, did you go through like a lifestyle change or something? Because after the reunion call, we stayed in contact and I was getting into the Instagram and I was like, oh, whew, chile, maybe I made a mistake. And so I asked him and he was absolutely honored and he sent in a great photo. And so, yeah, I love me some Alec. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, this one is an easy one to talk about. Here's Alec Merlino. He's on the beach. The sun is setting. He has a t-shirt on his head, not on his body, where it might have been earlier. He flashes a double peace sign and he's depicted from the waist up. What's below? We won't know. We'll turn the page. It's not the bottom half. We have no idea. So we don't know for Alec Merlino. We see his tattoo. What is his tattoo? Is that a snake?
I think it might be a snake or like a lion or, I mean, I don't know.
Mm. Is it an eel or something?
Robert, yeah. Stop!
Well, I didn't know that you and Alec Merlino were close. I feel like you have so many friends.
I do, and I think that the interesting is that
how do you have time to do anything else?
How do you have time to make
a podcast every week?
It's a lot. It's a lot. But Alec is a great guy, and yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to find out what that is. But I think it's like it could be like a tiger, and that's his tail at the end. I mean, or it could be the eel that that Hazel thought she saw.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, but...
Guess what I caught, mother?
An eel or
something. An octopus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the same season.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. That the eel could have really inspired him. But Alec does a lot of working out on his Instagram and really kind of... I recently went to the beach.
Yes.
And I knew that I wanted to take a shirtless photo.
Yes.
So
I saw that recently.
Baby boy went hard in the paint. And I was so excited because I'm like, oh, look at me. Like, if I suck my stomach in, it look like I got abs. So that's definitely shout out to Rodney Lavoie Jr. and definitely Alec, because I definitely got motivated and did some of his things. So I was like, yes.
Yes. So you follow the Alec Merlino workout?
I do a little bit. I mean, you know, it don't mean I always do them. I just, you know, follow it and like the look.
Yeah. I saw this picture of you. Let me tell the listeners about Bryce's Instagram if they don't have the Instagram. Here's Bryce Isaiah. He's out there. Is this like the Jersey Shore? Where are you?
This is Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ocean City, yeah. You see all those beach houses so close together like they are when you go down by the shore. And here's Bryce with his baseball cap backwards and his sunglasses reflecting back at us. And Bryce is wearing a pair of a bathing suit trunks. And it looks like, are you holding the shorts down? Is that what's going on in the picture?
I mean, just a little bit, because I did want him to see that bitch had a flat stomach, though. But I mean...
Yes, look at you, baby boy.
Just
what
dad,
a commercial
bitch,
but- for the Alec Merlino workout.
Yes. But that was 2 weeks ago.
Hashtag baby boy beach porn. Whoa.
I hate you, Robert. So,
yes. Oh my God. 967 others like this photo.
I said, oh, okay. Y'all want to show your baby boy some love.
Yeah.
And the DMs was definitely popping. So shout out to everybody. But it don't look like that right now, though, because I've been eating fried chicken and I might have fell off a workout or two.
Okay.
But
hey, you got the picture. That's all that counts. Yes. Picture lasts forever.
Yes, yes, and yes. And shout out to my on-site photographer, Wendeezy, does a great job of capturing me. I'm a chameleon, so you got to be able to catch me in the moment. So, and literally there's about 7,000 photos that I made him have to take.
Okay.
So, I'm so excited for November.
Let's talk about November. Yes. Okay. Can't wait to talk about November.
Now, November, there was no drama this season on the 2021 Zaddy calendar, but this person was honored to be asked, but did have some very special request.
Yeah.
And their special request was that if they were going to be a featured Zaddy, that it was either him or Robert. And you know me, I'm loyal to the soil.
Yeah.
So I had to jump ship real quick. And I said, come on, Steven Fishy, you could be up in the calendar. We could get
Why would he say that? What's his motivation of, I'll only do it if you don't include Robert?
I mean, maybe.
Is that a good friend?
Maybe he didn't, you know, maybe you're a big competition to him. He wanted to be the shining star.
It seems
for
very
sure,
petty, though, no? Nah.
I mean, me, of somebody that likes to be in the spotlight, maybe he didn't want to compete. So
would
I don't
you
know.
Tell somebody, like, well, I'll do it, but you can't include, don't include Wendell.
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
All the time. It's either me or him. Who you want?
Okay.
Let me know now.
Here he is.
You could be invited to the block party, but yes. So Stephen Fishbeck and his luxurious 1950 pool photo.
Yes.
And I loved it because, you know, I wanted Ethan. I really did want Ethan in the season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he ain't respond to the DMs. I don't think Ethan knows exactly who I am, but it's fine. But, you know, he got on the Ethan old school Survivor shirt. And I just, it's
representing Ethan. Yes. Okay.
It's the polls for me. So please break this down.
Yes, he's bringing the sex appeal with the photo. So I understand why you make the call. I'll just be over here logging all my meals into MyFitnessPal for another year. Motivation to keep me going. Okay. Stephen Fishbeck, he is laying poolside on the bricks in the sun. I can't imagine that he's in the sun for very long. I would have to imagine that the sun is going to start to be burning him very soon if he doesn't get into the shade in an incredibly short amount of time. He is wearing the old school Survivor t-shirt as he is laying with one hand behind his head, the other at his side. He is wearing a bathing suit, a blue bathing suit that comes down just above his knee, showing plenty of leg for the viewers of the 2021 Zaddy calendar.
Some thigh action, too, though.
Some thigh action. Yes. He smiles as he is has eyes hidden behind tinted sunglasses. We don't know exactly what's on his mind, and that's exactly the way he likes it. Stephen Fishbeck.
So, not exactly the way he likes it. I love
the mystery.
It. Yes. So it was an honor to have Fishy in this realm. And Stephen and Fishbeck and I relationship has improved. I mean, not that it was ever bad, but I forget the last time I seen Stephen, maybe when he was in Philadelphia and we had talked, and then I had reached out to Stephen, and I can't remember, but we actually are. Yes. Let me tell you the story.
Yeah.
So, there's no shade because I love me my fishing.
Yes.
So, it was right around maybe before or after RHAP does Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And Steven had texted me and was like, hey, Bryce, it's Steven. I see that you are doing really great with your meal plan. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you do? Now, mind you, I was so honored. First of all, you know, Steven writes for People Magazine. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe Steven is texting me. So, baby boy, and mind you, y'all know I am not well-versed written. You know, not a strength of mine. If you follow my Twitter, baby boy spelling something wrong every other time. But listen, oh well, you know what I meant.
Yeah.
So, baby boy put some time in writing this email. Was it an email or a text? I had Wendell spell check it for me. Because I'm like, oh my God, this is Steven. This is like a living legend here. So I sent it back. Four paragraphs in all.
Yeah. Steven.
Yes. Yes. And I think Steven at the time had the, you know, on the iPhone messages, you could read when they read it. So it's like, you know, read at 11:58. And the baby boy ain't never responds back. I'm like, oh my God. It was like months.
Yes.
He just ghosted me like I was on Love After Lockup. Like I just ghosted me. So we actually had got on the phone one time because I had to seek counsel about this because I'm like, oh my God, like, did I do something wrong? Like, I don't know. But then I had got that, like, you know, Steven is like me sometimes forgetful. So we got on the phone and I, you know, we were talking about something and you know me, I could be very candid. So I was like, can I just tell you something real quick? He was like, sure, absolutely. I was like, you really pissed me off, Steven, because you wrote me about the meal prep and I spent time to write you back. And my dude's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Bryce. But, and ever since then, we've made a pact to be better friends. And so that, like, you know, every couple of months.
A pact to be better friends. Wow.
A pact to be better friends. So we, every couple of months, we got to get on the phone just to say hi, even if it's literally like, hi. But so I mean, yeah. So that's my story with Fishy. So I was excited to have him on November.
Okay. Wow. All right. And the pact is going strong.
The pact is going strong. Going strong.
All right. Anything else from November 2021?
Daylight saving starts November 7th.
Yeah, so okay, mark your calendar on that one. Okay. And then we have here, okay, this is a fun one. Mr. December.
Yes, and baby boy said that he would be honored to be in the calendar. I said, if you be in the calendar, you got to give me a zaddy of all zaddy photos. He actually had, is your ACL, is that in your arm or your leg?
Leg.
Okay. So then maybe not the ACL, but he tore something in his, is there something in your arm that starts with an A, sounds like an L, C, A?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. I asked my optometrist. But he tore something in his arm, and so he had to have surgery, so he wasn't able to work out, and so he was very concerned about this zaddy photo. Now, mind you, even though the surgery was back in March, I told him I didn't need the photo to June.
Yeah,
and I knew about this because him and Missy are best friends, and so Missy and I are really close, and we talk regularly, and she would be like, "Dude, bro," and mind you, Missy's so annoying because she'll call me and say, "Bro," and I'm like, "Missy, stop calling me saying bro, like, you know that annoys me." So she just, "Bro." So I hang up on her. And every time that she calls back, I hang up until she says, all right, stop, right, stop. But she was calling me one time to be like, Aaron's really stressing me out. I'm like, well, what is he doing? She's like, you told him he's going to be his daddy, and he had the surgery. He hasn't been able to work out, and he's stressing out. And mind you, this is like March. He's stressing out about your photo. And so I was like, oh. So I was expecting a subpar photo, but baby boy brought the heat and the smoke. No E-berry-os, okay? So, I mean, he definitely is giving you your Christmas, Hanukkah treat in December. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Please.
Okay.
Ooh, describe it.
Aaron Meredith here. I almost see, is this Photoshop, this picture? Is this a real photo?
So this is definitely a real photo, but I could not figure out how he got this background.
Okay.
But
here's the photo of him is real. Is the background fake?
I think the background could be fake, but I love the fact that I need to peep this, that there's a theme of this photo of the calendar this year.
Aaron Meredith is standing in front of your Windows XP desktop photo of a beautiful tropical beach. And he is wearing nothing but is that the bag from their Survivor season?
I don't know if it's the bag from their Survivor season or the bag that my grandmom crocheted a couple of years ago. I don't know.
Knitted man purse is the only thing that is between you and his valuable items.
His hidden immunity
idol. His hidden immunity idol is behind this canvas bag as his arms are folded across his chest as he stares sternly into the camera and your soul.
Yeah.
Aaron Meredith. Wow. Is this the most scantily clad photo to ever appear in the Zaddy calendar?
This would probably be one of the most scandalous one. I believe we had a contender last year, but this is, again, the heat and the smoke. What are you looking for?
Yes.
Okay. So I was pleasantly surprised when Aaron brought that. He brought it. So I was like, so we got to put this in December. And coincidentally, Aaron's birthday is December 16th. So you know.
You can melt all that snow in December of 2021 here. Do you think there's anything in the bag?
Listen, Aaron is my friend, so I'm not going to say that. But Spicy Brycey! What's up, Spicy Brycey? Listen, one can only hope something in the bag. All right, gotta go. Okay, sorry, I'm back. That was my alter ego. That does not reflect the morals and the values of Bryce Isaiah. Please.
Wow. Okay. Here's Aaron Meredith here in December of 2021. You can be 16 to go and apply for Survivor. You better be 18 to buy the Zaddy calendar this year.
And any other calendar that you know that would conclude December 2021,
no,
right?
Not the Zaddy calendar.
Not the Zaddy calendar. Whew. We give you an extra month to get your life together, get your finances together, set yourself up.
Yes, 2022. Think of it. Oh my God.
Whew. We could, one could only think, beg, beg.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go big or go home for 2022. And this calendar, this person, near dear to my heart, he is a virtual coworker in my head. He is also somebody that I had the privilege and opportunity of meeting. We threw a charity poker event last year.
Yeah.
To benefit the Nilady Christian Academy, where we had Boston Rob, and I got the honor of being, now mind you, this ain't Boston Rob, child. I don't got cameo money for Boston Rob. So this ain't Boston Rob. Okay. Yes. The trade. But I got the pleasure, honor of being Boston Rob's waiter and filling his wine glass up. And also this person, cussed me the hell out. And so again, I am a Survivor fan. One of the seasons when I went away for Kagyan, they flew me out because, you know, I didn't go to finals week. Okay, baby. They wanted your baby boy solo. So I remember one of the things in my room, I think Blood versus Water was airing at that time. And they're like, you should watch this show or watch this season. So I always was a big fan of Tyson. I guess I gave him away, but he, from his first season, Blood versus Water. And I always loved Tyson, but I always sometimes in my head feel like, you know, I wouldn't necessarily categorize him as a survivor god, like, well, Ceri's a goddess,
mm-hmm.
but he's definitely a survivor idol, you know, somebody that is. So I don't think that I'm on his radar. So I was able to hook everybody up with hotels that came to our event, and he was there. And so I wanted to greet him when he got there. And so he was like checking in, and I'm like, Tyson. And I'm thinking I'm about to be met with like a warm reception. And he literally like turned over, looked at me, put his bag down, and was like, dude. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm still expecting a warm embrace. Got my arms open wide because I'm about to get a hug. He's like, why didn't you ask me to be in the Zaddy calendar? I was like, So I didn't even know Tyson knew who I was. I didn't even know Tyson knew what a Zaddy was. I ain't know if Rachel would let him be a Zaddy. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of variables. So I had made it up to him that, listen, you could be in the Zaddy calendar. And he promised that if I were to allow him. Now, I hope you don't get mad, because technically, is he in the 2021 Zaddy calendar or the 2022? I mean, I don't know. But he did promise Rachel would take a fly photo, and that she did.
She did.
But Tyson, I was like, oh my God, this is photos amazing. And he was like very quick to text me like, well, I just want you to know I came up with the concept. Photo.
Bryce, but he cussed you out?
Yeah, obviously he was playing, but for like 7 seconds into him talking to me, I thought he was serious.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So, I mean, whew, Chile, I don't want no smoke or no heat with Tyson.
Yeah.
But I was just honored and befitting. Obviously, he played on Winners at War. He's great friends with Jervis. He's good friends with Wendeezy. You know, he's on the RHAP family. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, like, why not have him? You know,
yeah.
I'm not sure what he's looking for, but, you know, 2022,
yes.
Here we go.
Well, I'm very lucky that I get to podcast with both you and Tyson. I get to have a lot of fun doing these podcasts. So that the big winner is me.
Yes. I'm excited. You going to describe what he looked like?
He looks like a Tyson Apostle. He is wearing a big, what kind of hat would you call that? It's almost like that he is like an Eagle Scout.
Right. Not like a top hat, and not like a, I forget the name actually what they call, but
yeah,
not a fedora, but a flat rim.
Tyson, not wearing glasses like many of the people in the Zaddy calendar. He's holding binoculars to his eyes, shielding you from seeing what is actually going on behind the binoculars. And he's pointing at you, almost that he sees you in the distance. He has a surprised look on your face like, what? You? You looked at the whole Zaddy calendar? He's looking right at us with his binoculars as he has no shirt on, but a sweater on over bare skin as he looks off and points at us as he is looking right back into the viewer of the Zaddy calendar.
Chile.
What would you describe that sweater?
I would call it a cardigan.
Cardigan,
or
yeah.
Like some, or it looks like it could be like female, and some of the female ones, they're called like sweepers. So it looks like one of those, but whatever it is, it's definitely cute. Little Urban outfit is something giving me, but yeah, I love the cardigan.
Mm-hmm. Well done. And that is January 22, but oh, what's this on the back? What's on the back?
I don't know.
Look at this. Look at this gardener. Yes. Busy planting. Who's hanging out in a wheelbarrow? What's that in your hands? Is that a hoe or a shovel?
Bitch, it's a HOH. Okay.
HOH.
It's a shovel. Yes.
Here's the man who exudifies happiness and a very exciting 2021, the purple pants badass, Bryce Isaiah. Why'd you pick this picture for the back of the calendar?
I don't know.
To write down my important phone numbers. I'm not going to use the contact list on my on my iPhone anymore. I'm switching. I'm going to write all my phone numbers on the back of the calendar.
Physician, dentist, and your pharmacy.
Yeah, okay. my optometrist. Everybody that I want a KIT right there. Important phone numbers, emergency phone numbers.
Important people, Hazel. Okay. Nick, she gotta go up on there.
Nick Lazada. Write his phone number right in there. But this is great. This is great. You've outdone yourself,
you.
Bryce.
Thank you. I try to, I'm only in competition with myself. Because it's not many of the third boots out there like me, but I'm excited. And I literally last year when we put this out, thought one, two and done, but the DMs, the comments, all people, they, y'all want it. I got you. Yeah. So, and I truly hope that this can be a source of inspiration. I truly hope this can be a bright side to people that as we look forward to the new year, we're 6 months down. I know it's been so trial. I know it's been very trying for a lot of people given quarantine and everything. Mm-hmm. So I really tried to put more effort into the thought behind this calendar to really kind of like bring a smile and, or a thirst trap. Either one. Wet your whistle. Either one will give you endorphins. So yeah, I'm really proud of it this year. And I'm just really proud to be able to kind of reveal it again, another tradition that we've created together. So I'm just all about keeping the family legacy alive.
Well, I'm so happy when we get to collaborate and talk about stuff like this. It's always so much fun for me when we get to come together. I feel like we're like the Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion to come together for stuff like this.
Oh, so you, okay. I mean, because I do got some paw. Okay. So, listen, that ain't never been a lie. Okay. Ain't never been a lie. Okay. You better ask Danny. Okay. Cell block 6.
Oh, Bryce, what's next for you now? How do you top the Zaddy calendar release?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I like to keep things under wraps, but I will say that I am working on a lot of new projects and I'm working on them all for the listeners and my supporters. So who knows?
Okay.
Stay posted.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Check out the calendar, the rest of the Purple Pants podcast merch. Bryce-Isaiah.myshopify.com. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Bryce. This was great. I'm gonna keep doing my workouts over here. And I hope one of these years. That's my goal for this decade.
Listen, reach for the stars.
Before 2030.
Reach for the stars, Robert.
We'll see if there's other people that you want to get, and that's one of their conditions that I'm not in it, then, you know, I have to keep trying. But it keeps me motivated for years and years to come.
Listen, just follow Alec, you know, do some Spencer meditation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk to Joe Minna, make sure it's sunny out, and listen.
Yeah. Okay.
We can make it work. But thanks, Robert. I'm so excited. I hope everyone enjoys it. Make sure you guys check out the Purple Pants podcast every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's a great time. I cover any and everything under the sun. So I'm
we got
just
to
excited.
Talk about the love after lockup a couple of weeks
yes.
ago.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm excited because on my next episode, I will be giving a recap of the last two episodes. On my next episode, I'm going to have Jatia on. We're covering Real Housewives of Potomac. And I got a lot of other good things. I got advice with Bryce. I got Purple Pants picks. So I'm excited. I'm excited to go into my 53rd episode with a lot of love and support. And it's been such an honor to be a part of the RHAP family. And again, to you, Robert, publicly, I say it all the time, but to you, I am grateful that you saw this little light of mine and that you are able to give me a platform to truly just be myself, let my hair down, and to a safe place. And I'm so grateful for the RHAP listeners. You guys are the best. And yes, so, you know, Patty!
Yeah. Oh, well, you've done such amazing things with your platform. And we love getting to hear from you every single week. One of the very nice things about 2020 has been everything that you've been putting out. So it gets better every single week. And Bryce, only 17 more episodes till episode 69. Countdown is on.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, Bryce, is there anything else that you want to let people know?
No, you know, Instagram, the Twitters, Bryce Isaiah. And, you know, on the Twitter, I'm trying to learn this big brother. Shout out to my Twitter tutors mm-hmm. because y'all come through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm trucking along and watching my shows, and hopefully, you know, we'll
get a
Survivor
lot of good
soon.
Gossip on the Big Brother this season with it being All Stars.
Yes, I mean it's great tea, but again, I a lot of the references to the old alliances, mm-hmm. and sometimes I don't know who the hell Janelle is, so I just be forgetting. So I gotta, like, you know, good thing my tutor is, you know, all of my Twitter followers, because yeah. they help your baby boy out a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. We had a ton of fun here with Bryce. In addition to everything that we're doing with the Big Brother, I did a podcast. Bryce, do you know about Myers-Briggs personality types? Have you ever looked at that?
Yes, I've done one. I'm like a 47-3.
47-3B? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did a really fun podcast with Lindsay Resco. We went through the 16 Myers-Briggs personality types and which survivors are the best example of each of those. That was a lot of fun, plus everything else we have going on over on robhasawebsite.com, of course. Special shout out also to the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast who make this all possible. Find out more about everything we're doing, our patron podcast feed and more at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.